Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today you're in for a segment of Biz Bites with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about using your time wisely. But before we get to that, I always want to take a moment to let you know how much I appreciate all of you taking time, speaking of time, out of your busy day to share with me here on the show. I am so honored that you do that. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. You know, I always say that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place and you want to make a difference in the world. You love helping others live their dream. And maybe that's why you're here today. So I welcome all of you whenever you're listening to this show. Now, please check out the show page before you leave. I have some really special things for you there today. Obviously, I always have a free gift for you. But actually, today I have a bunch of free gifts from all kinds of people. I'm doing a giveaway event. It's From Startup to Entrepreneur Mastery Giveaway Extravaganza. And you have a few more days to access all these fabulous free gifts from leading experts in the field. The event ends on the 30th, the last day of this month. So make sure that you check it out when you're on the show page today, because there are just so many awesome gifts, plus additional drawings for even more fabulous gifts and unannounced bonuses. So make sure that you check out the show page. I always put contact information for me on the show page, my website and Facebook pages. So feel free to connect, or if you have questions, or maybe you want to be on the show, maybe you have a message to share. I always love meeting new people. I love having guests on the show. So reach out to me if you would like to reach people all over the world. So let's get into our topic for today. It's about time, right? Are you using your time wisely? I mean, do you even think about time of the day? I mean, it seems like that's one thing that we never have enough of, is time. Are you using the time that you have to really accentuate, really show your brilliance? Or are you spending time sort of working as an employee in your own business, you know, doing all the sort of mundane things and all the stuff that takes all this time, but it's not really your best gift? There are so many things to do when you're starting your own business, aren't there? And as I mentioned often, time is their most precious asset. Oh my goodness, so many people, I can't tell you how many times people have said, I don't have enough time. If there was only more hours in the day. Well, there aren't more hours in the day, but there are ways that you can use your time more effectively. Now, if you're like I was, especially in the beginning, you might feel like you have to do everything. Like, I can't afford to have somebody do this for me, or I can't hire a coach to help me figure this out. I'll figure it out myself. And you're thinking, you know, it's cheaper to do it that way, to just do everything yourself. Well, that is so not true. It's so wrong. Oh my gosh. And I did this too in the beginning. How many of you, you know, use the support or chat feature for a program or system that you use? I mean, how many of you actually do that, you know, use the support function? Or do you think, okay, I'm going to figure this out myself. I can figure this out myself. I'm a smart person. I mean, there was a time when I had GoDaddy on speed dial for my websites. And I heard one of the other support people in the background one day. This was so funny. They were sitting at another desk and I could hear them in the background saying, is that Bonnie? Say hi. Seriously, that really happened. And it was at a time when I was having problems with a product that I had at the time. And so that's why I was on the phone with them a lot. But I didn't hesitate, and I never do hesitate, to ask people for help. Because I can do it. I could figure it out. It might take me a while. And I'm a smart person. I could figure it out. But I didn't think that was the best use of my time. I didn't want to waste my time to figure it out. So getting help might be as simple as not struggling with something yourself because you think you can do this or should be able to do this or really can do it, but it takes so much of your time out of your day, you know, and call that support person, call that, you know, get on the chat feature, whatever it is. Don't worry about sounding stupid because you're not going to sound stupid, first of all. Believe it or not, if you are using like an autoresponder, you do your own website stuff or do any of that stuff yourself, you are like at the top 10% maybe or even less of people in the world. So believe me, you are not stupid for calling in. It's okay if you can't do it. And even if you can, it's such a good idea not to waste your time spending time over it. A support person can answer something quickly. It's their area of expertise. It's what they do for a living. And, you know, maybe getting help from a freelancer. I use Fiverr.com all the time. And basically, for those of you who don't know what Fiverr is, it's a website where basically it's what people will do for $5. And there are $5 is a gig, and sometimes it's a couple gigs to get whatever you want done. But there's all kinds of things that they do and all sorts of freelancers from all over the world on there. So I use them a lot, not because I can't do something necessarily. I mean, sometimes it might be like I'm not a coder. I don't do HTML coding and a little bit to be dangerous, and that's about it. But if I need somebody to code something for me, then I'll, you know, use Fiverr for it. That I cannot do. But if it's something that I can do, I still use them for it because they can get it done so much faster for $5, $10, whatever it is, and I don't have to spend my time. That's more, it's better spent doing other things. You know, it's not a good use of time as a resource for me to do it myself. So I've also, and maybe you have too, worked with interns or bartered with a colleague for something. There are all sorts of ways to get help so that you don't have to do everything yourself. Now, to be successful, you know, bottom line is you're going to have to probably somewhere along the way invest some money as well. You know, but be smart about it. I mean, too many times people develop sort of that shiny object syndrome and buy everything. They buy every program. They buy everything that says, oh, it's going to help you do this, that, or the other thing. And I have worked with clients. This is true. I've worked with clients, and the first thing that we do when working together is take inventory of all the stuff that they've accumulated. And then we have to go through that list, which is usually pretty long, and identify, do they even use it? And is it of value to them? And will it help them to achieve their goals? I mean, is it something that they need or not? And if they can get out of it, like it's a monthly thing or something, I have them stop it because that'll save them some money. But sometimes they've already, you know, paid for the whole thing or whatever. But it's really a good idea. You know, you're not really aware of how much stuff you accumulate over the course of time. And even the free stuff. I mean, I sign up for free stuff all the time. You probably do too. And that's fine. And I always think, okay, someday I'll read that. Someday I'll do this. Someday I'll read that free report. And sometimes I do, but a lot of times I don't. And I'm willing to bet that I'm not the only person who does that. Now, it all kind of comes down to strategy and plan. I can't say enough about the importance of having a plan and a strategy and not just sort of ad-libbing it or just, you know, taking every shiny object that comes along, whether it's free or whether it's a paid thing. There needs to be a plan. Now, said by some people might say that I'm kind of a planner, a little anal retentive, and maybe that's true, I don't know. But I am organized, and I do my to-do list every day. I plan my next day the night before. I do an overall plan and update it at least every 3 months. I use a calendar with time frames. Now, maybe I am a bit anal about it, but you know, organization for an entrepreneur is so essential. And if you're not a person who is great at organization, guess what? You can get some help. So reach out to somebody who can help you. There are so many ways. The bottom line and the main message I want to leave you with today is you don't have to do it all by yourself. That's why there are people who do what they do, support people at different programs and things that you might, you know, be engaged with. That's why there are people on Fiverr and other freelance, you know, Odesk. I mean, there are all kinds of freelancing organizations out there. That's why there are interns. That's why there are other friends that you have, colleagues that you have, that really need help with something that you are expert at, but they're expert at something that maybe you need help with, and you can barter, you can do some exchange. That's why we all have different talents and skills. You're not expected to have them all. So you don't have to do everything yourself. Please, that's the biggest message from today. Now, and that kind of leads me into a reminder about the free event. Now, this is, you know, it's called the From Startup to Entrepreneur Mastery Giveaway Extravaganza. It's really for entrepreneurs, and it's all kinds of things to help you on your way. Now, that's free training, templates, bonuses, some unannounced bonuses, drawings for even more prizes, but it's all free. So at least you're not spending, you know, money on this. It's your time if you, you know, do it, and hopefully you do, because all of the gifts, I mean, these experts, I sort of handpicked them to be, you know, succinct and to the point and the best gifts to give you the best value in the shortest amount of time, because time is so valuable. So make sure that you check out that link. I put the link on the show page below. You'll also benefit from some unannounced bonuses from me that I kind of send out through email. And that connection with leading experts, that is really critical. I love doing podcasts mainly for that reason. I get to meet people all over the world that I wouldn't ordinarily be able to meet. So check out that link below. Share it with as many people who you think might benefit from this free event while it's still available. And it ends on the 30th of this month. So you've got a few days yet to check it out. And again, the main message from today is you don't have to do it alone. And please don't do it alone. Time is so preciously valuable to all of us. Use your time wisely. And until next time, please believe in yourself and know that anything is possible.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.